This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, as well as our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, keeping America rolling along. And that would be the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, FedEx, UPS, Felix and the boys hauling the bulk mail around. Appreciate you guys, definitely. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouses and our Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go on over there, check it out for all the great things that we have to offer, including you'll find our next guest over there with a link to his website, none other than Ron Edwards, where it just might right now be he's doing the show in the candlelight because a whole bunch of people are without power over there. And good morning, Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Thanks, guys and gals. Okay. Now, there's about 500,000 people without power in your state. Where's that at?
There's some in Oakland County, the county I live in, and stretching through various counties and northward. And so, yeah, a lot of the folks were hit, but thank God ours didn't go out. And, man.
Is that from the ice?
Yeah, it's from the ice storm and some wind, but what is kind of amazing is that it wasn't the worst storm, and in the past there have been much worse storms, and not this many people lost power, and is continuing to stay out after, you know, for this length of time. So I don't know. I think the infrastructure or something is deteriorating, or they're not following up on repairs on a regular basis. That's been a complaint up here as well. And so I think it's more of an equipment issue than a weather issue.
Darn Democrats.
Yep, that's part of the problem.
All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see here. China released their 12-point document outlining the proposals, the 12 proposals they have for a political settlement of the Ukraine crisis. Well, Russia right away jumped on the bandwagon and says, oh, this is great. They presented itself China presents itself as a responsible player, ready to act constructively to achieve an end to the conflict. Well, that's all great and wonderful. And then Zelensky spoke in and says, I want to speak to President Xi of China. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen here.
Yeah, very interesting, because I remember hearing that some time ago there was a settlement of the issue proposed. And according to rumor, Joe Biden didn't want that, and so they continued the conflict. So it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. And as you said, a 12-point paper covering many of the same basic arguments China has been allegedly putting forward since shortly right after the invasion began,
right,
including statements about the need to, get this, respect the sovereignty of all countries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and with I think of Taiwan, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we'll see. Now, the First Lady, Jill Biden, gave one of the clearest indications yesterday that President Joe Biden will run for a second term, telling the Associated Press that there's pretty much nothing left to do but to figure out the time and the place for the announcement.
Well, there's not much that Joe Biden has to do as president, and just, I guess, be alive, be breathing, be able to shuffle along. And I guess the time it took for him to win the first time, and I guess she thinks he'll win the second. And so she wants him to go again, and I guess he will.
I just can't see him getting the nomination with all the different people that are popping up and saying that he's, you know, he's too old and this, that, and the other. And I'm talking about Democrats.
Yeah, but look at the quality of those people that would be running against him. I mean, it's all the same philosophically.
You mean like maybe, that Marianne, whatever her name is?
Oh my goodness. I hope they continue with that quality of candidate.
Yeah, she was worth the price of admission.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boy, unbelievable. So, yep. You know, you got to wonder what's next, right?
Well, we pretty much know either way, whether they get Biden again or someone else, it's all the same philosophical base, horrible results, and just hopefully that a good Republican can win.
Well, I think...
Or, according to some, be allowed to win.
Yeah, that's true. I think that they have a very good chance, and again, it's all in the numbers, and I've spoken to a number of groups lately, and it is a we thing, it's not a me thing, and they got to get that out, that individual stuff out of their mind and start working as units, as groups, and if they do, I think we can get this taken care of. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you'll hear coming up here in just a moment or two. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The leftist movement is trying to eradicate the real definition of a man and woman. If society allows them, they will eliminate our families and all righteousness. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Beginning in the 1940s, black Americans, for the most part, were very moral with a strong belief and faith in God. Despite the onslaught of Democrat racist brutality, blacks were on an upwardly mobile track. Most black Americans, and Americans in general, learned about and taught their children about right and wrong. They knew what a woman and a man is and how human beings came into existence. Black Americans also understood that to overcome the one-time, never-ending torture of Jim Crow, etc., etc., that they could not be the same as those who were committing those evil acts. Today, many black Americans like Shannon Sharp of ESPN whine to high heaven about oppression in America. Mr. Sharp says that they're so concerned about blacks in America and scream about white supremacy. Yet they roll into the black community via the Trojan horse of destruction, attaching the existence of black Americans to the LGBTQ plus movement that is being allowed to destroy the very principles that helped blacks overcome bigotry in the first place. God created both man and woman only. Deal with it. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty. And Ron Edwards with another Edwards Notebook. By the way, this little segment is brought to you by Constitutional Grounds. Constitutional Grounds happens to be a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. I've got Constitutional Coffee, a grounds coffee, right here in my iced coffee right now. I'm going to give a little sip-see. Here we go. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, that is so good. I got to go in the iced coffee business, I think. But anyway, Constitutional Grounds has the delicious taste that many people are talking about. We had a caller the other day talked about it. Now, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at theronedwards.com website. That's theronedwards.com website, and make your purchase there. Utilize the promo code RE20. You'll save 20% on your purchase. And remember, this man's riding in his horse right now. Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
IO's over. Alrighty. And it is. It's really good. Constitutional Grounds coffee. Go to theronedwards.com and take a look at it. So, there you go. And, I'm glad I found it because I did have a problem, as I told you, drinking coffee. I love coffee. It doesn't love me.
The Constitutional Ground loves you.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yep. Okay, here we go. We, here in Florida, have been blessed with a tremendous governor. The Democrats are trying to do anything they can to bring this governor down, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. As a matter of fact, there may not be much of a Democratic Party left after this next election because they seem to be running out of candidates and messages. But anyway, the conservative, a poll amongst California Republicans only in California, GOP poll, had Ron DeSantis beating Donald Trump by 8 points. Now, that's a big surprise to me in California. I would have thought Trump would have done better.
Yeah, I think it would have. But, you know, that probably will go back and forth. They're both great guys. To be honest with you, I think Ron DeSantis is the best governor of any state during my entire lifetime. The only one, I can't think of another governor that's been better than DeSantis for a state, at least since I've been around. It was about 1,755 registered California Republicans. That was between February 14th and the 20th. And, he leads 37% to Trump's 29%. And, you know, people are kind of always with the moment or something like that. And who knows what will happen by the time we get closer to the actual election and they're campaigning. And, but personally, I think Ron DeSantis should stay right there as governor. We need a powerful state like Florida to remain on the level that it is to combat the federal government in many ways. Powerful states, you know, and I think Florida represents the best example of federalism. Mm-hmm. We need more power back to the states, and DeSantis is a leading example of that. But, yeah, he's beating them right now. If they were to have an election now in California, DeSantis would beat Trump, mm-hmm. according to 1,755 registered California Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens because everything is subject to change and it's moving rapidly as we speak. Now, yep. The Fed needs a recession to win the inflation fight. This is according to a new study that came out. And I'm sitting there, I'm reading this story, and I'm thinking to myself, you've really got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they think either they're retarded or they think we are or whatever. You don't, that is not the best way to do it. That is not a way to do it. If you want to cut inflation, friends, all you have to do is, first of all, cut wasteful spending. Stop spending so many U.S. dollars into oblivion over nothing. The federal government needs to shrink its size. And as I've said before numerous times, there are 87 functions that the federal government is involved in, wasting our money that are unconstitutional. And most people don't understand that. And the government continues to grow and grow and grow and waste our money in far-flung places, and particularly one place in Europe, which in my opinion is not our fight to fight. It's a regional battle between Russia and Ukraine, for example. Why should we be spending $100 billion here, many more billion dollars there in Ukraine, aggravating the situation? And that's just one spot, Captain. Just one. And you want to get rid of inflation, you stimulate the economy and you strengthen the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
You don't destroy it like this, no, like they want to do.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And I don't know. The Democrats, when it comes to the economy, they just don't seem to get it.
Well, they don't understand. Well, they do understand. I'm not going to lie here. The Democrats understand the right things to do, but they, in my opinion, do not like this country, and they're willing to do any and everything that brings about economic and moral destruction of this country. And it doesn't matter to them. They're willing to waste our entire economy on Ukraine and not putting their money where it should be in the military to strengthen us and bolster us and put us in a position where China will back off. Remember under Trump, there was never a war under Trump or a conflict, but we were strong and they knew it.
Right. Right.
That's a lot less expensive than wasting money in a rabbit hole like they're doing in Europe, in my opinion.
Right. Now, North Korea says that it fired two cruise missiles as South Korea was training with United States and Australian troops. And that had to wake everybody up when they got the wind that there was a missile coming at them.
Well, every time the United States and South Korea have been training over the years, you've heard some saber rattling of a missile here, a missile there, you know what, and moaning. Every time the United States has been get together militarily and do some exercises. But I mean, that's all it is. They want to waste their missiles. I mean, that's why they call them Rocket Man. And the launches took place as the United States and South Korea held a simulation in Washington aimed at sharpening their response to North Korea's nuclear threats. That's all it was.
Yep. Finally, a federal judge has denied access to Trump's privilege claims.
Well, it denied requests by two media outlets, Captain, seeking access to details of the of Donald Trump's privilege claims in a grand jury investigation related to the 2020 presidential election. Now, Politico and New York Times have filed the request seeking access to the information. And it is in the ongoing Justice Department, or Justice Department Special Counsel probe. However, Chief Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court in Washington this week ruled against those two.
Okay, here comes the music. That means we got to let you go, so I hope you have a great weekend. I hope your power stays on.
Oh, it's going to stay on. Oh, absolutely.
All righty. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great day.
Looking forward to it. Take care, bye.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, everybody, and I'll be right back with more on Captain's America, Third Watch, Weekend Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a U.S. USA News update. President Biden so far has no plans to visit the site of the train derailment in Ohio that released toxic chemicals, but he has ordered federal officials to go door-to-door in East Palestine to speak to residents this weekend. The murder trial of lawyer Alex Murdaugh has adjourned till Monday after the prosecution spent time Friday challenging his credibility during cross-examination. Murdaugh has admitted lying to police, but still maintains he did not kill his wife and son. The FDA is facing a new lawsuit over the abortion medication mifepristone. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general are claiming access to the medication is unnecessarily restricted. Officials around the world have marked 1 year since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky says he's certain his country will win the fight. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And don't forget that Advanced Wound Care and Podiatry has got just absolutely, in my opinion, the best concerned staff of anybody. I've been to a lot of places, a lot of doctors for the reason that I've had with my feet and my legs and whatnot over the years. And guess what? These people found the problem right away, helped me right away, and they were there. They were there. That's something you want. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It certainly is. It's a little rainy where I am, but still.
Oh, it's raining now?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's going to be raining through Friday, Saturday, and maybe into Sunday, but as the storm, of course, is moving east.
All right. Well, let's get into something here. A cost-cutting Google measure is going to be canning the robots.
Very interesting. Well, they canned a lot of the humans, evidently, yeah, just recently. So that's a very interesting development indeed. And certainly it came as quite a shock to a lot of the Google employees.
Sure.
And some of them, I think, wanted some kind of, some sort of support and that kind of thing. And it seemed like Google could do no wrong and was just going into the stratosphere, but yet then they announced these layoffs. Not immune, by the way, is the tech sector in general to this. We've seen massive layoffs announced at Microsoft and other places as well.
Well, we've also seen something else this week, and that would be strange interactions with the artificial intelligence chatbots, now raising concerns that somebody may have got into that.
Well, right. They certainly have come up with some pretty weird responses that are a little creepy, for lack of a better term, and sort of puts our worst sort of science fiction movie fears, to the front burner as to what could AI really do if it quote gets smart in that sense, and start thinking about Skynet and all that other stuff, just to have a little bit of humor here, but for real though, you want to make sure that you don't have AI bots doing things like, say, filtering your post or making decisions that really should be made by a human being.
Have you been watching this trial at all in South Carolina of the attorney, Alex Murtaugh, accused of killing his wife and his son?
I haven't followed it very closely, but I have seen that it's been going on for the last few days, yeah.
Well, he has suddenly changed his story right in the middle of the trial, saying that, yes, he was guilty of taking money from people that he never should have and interacting money that into his personal funds and this, that, and the other and all that. And but he didn't kill his wife and he didn't kill his son. But yet the prosecutors have been alleging, I think, if I got this correct, that they had found out about what he was doing and the wife had approached him with, you got to straighten this out or else.
Well, exactly, and but it seems to me, Captain, changing horses in midstream in terms of your new theory or something during a case may not sit well with the jury.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
But that's just me. By the way, now, a House panel is going to be probing the Penn Biden Center leak over the classified documents that were found there.
You know, Captain, we see... it just seems that at every single turn, the Joe Biden administration just continues to set itself up for abject failure if, in fact, as Dr. Jill was telling us, he's almost ready. He's almost ready to tell us he's running for president.
Huh.
And so he's almost there. He's almost ready. But if he does run for president, Captain, it's not going to be about successes. You'll hear from some people trying to carry water for him that there's successes, but it's all going to be these kinds of failures, including, and this is incredibly important, national security and classified documents hanging around somewhere at the Penn Center, and then it is garage next to the vet.
Wow. Gotta love it, yeah. Right?
That's right. Well, I mean, and it could have gone a whole different way as well. But the irony is, Captain, that we were told elect Joe Biden because the adults will be back in the room at that point.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We've seen anything else but.
Right.
Now, what do you think about the North Koreans saying that they fired a couple of cruise missiles in the vicinity of the South Korean military that was having a training exercise with the United States and with Australia, and they fired a couple of cruise missiles in the general vicinity, target practice, I guess.
Yeah, I think that they're more than happy to be provocative, especially at this time when you have so much going on with the Chinese spy balloon. You have everything, of course, going on in Ukraine, and the administration is stretched thin by administration standards here. And I think that they're happy to try to, you know, join into the festivities, as it were, of testing the Biden administration and trying to make it look as though everything is starting to fall apart for them.
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge ticked higher in January. It went up to 5.4%, which was unexpected.
Well, right. That's right. I think we're going to see that people are reacting to the rise in continued rise in costs and so forth. They have to make different decisions how to spend the income that they make. But, Captain, also, of course, the Fed is looking at more hikes. And they want to keep hiking the rates, according to reports, that such that they can get inflation to 2%. You know, only in America do we try to get a 2% inflation when we had non-existent inflation only a couple of short years ago.
And we know about the IRS hiring, 87,000 agents or something like that?
Yeah, that's what they wanted to do, right, exactly, yeah.
Well, they're not able to do much of anything right now because the IRS is being stifled by their reliance on what's called archaic tech with the old computer system that won't allow them to go as fast as they need to go.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that because it's hard, you know, when you have that big an organization, right, that has to switch over in terms of its information technology.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
So what do we do next?
Well, I who knows? I think that they're having trouble processing a lot of the returns that had come in.
They are.
And so forth. So, yeah, so even though, you know, in every single year people say, I'm one of them, right? I'm going to get my taxes done. I'm going to get them done early. I'm not going to be waiting to the last minute. But even so, as we start sending in our returns, they may not even be able to process them for quite some time. So,
no.
You know, a lot of people want to get their refund if they have one coming, you know, as soon as they can.
Well, the fastest way to do that is to go to a tax service, some one of these national ones, and they'll give you a refund back faster that way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, some will do that, and based on what they estimate, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so it's raining out there by you. It's not supposed to snow anymore. Is that my assumption? Since we've had so much snow there.
Well, let's see. We're checking at the actual radar map here.
I see some frost to the east of you.
Yeah, it's freezing. definitely still going to be cold. That's for sure. Looks like we got snow from last hour as well. Yeah, we were looking at it coming up through Lone Pine, up through Bishop. That's still all there on the radar, and then up through to Mammoth Lakes. A lot of this is going to stay eastward of Tuolumne and Oakhurst, up there in the mountains and so forth. So that's where we're seeing the snow right now, and maybe just a tad of it. That's going to be a little bit northeast of Paso Robles, for example.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Little GTO.
Come on, GTO. GTO.
boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, out there in Fontana this weekend, Sunday, Fox News, Fox Channel, 2:30 in the afternoon, Fontana, the big race. And Kyle, how far away from there are you?
I'm not all that far, probably about an hour or so.
But you could go. But you could go there if the situation warranted it, right?
Probably so. Yeah.
You might want to go there had you had tickets, right?
Yeah. Well, sure.
Well, we'll look for you. We'll look for you. Maybe you'll find a way to get there. But anyway, yeah. That's you know, I thought I'd play a little racing song since we were just talking during the break about what you were going to be doing. But anyway, we got this West Coast winter storm. It's moving to the east. And it looks like as if we got another one like a couple days behind it coming in from Washington State all the way down again to Central California. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out there?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. The storm, of course, is moving through Southern California and parts of Central and Northern California as well. And we're looking for this storm, of course, to be arriving in the Central High Plains by about Sunday night. So it is definitely moving east. We continue with winter weather advisories and the flood watches. This is really important because we're getting a lot of rain, especially in the Los Angeles area. So that can cause flooding. And unfortunately, we see things like mudslides and things like that when we get sustained rain like this. But we've got wind advisories, by the way, if you're out in the California high desert right now, if you're going up through Barstow, Interstate 15, heading towards Las Vegas, you got wind advisories and, of course, a winter storm warning out there in the high desert, so be aware of that. We have winter storm warnings in the southern part of Nevada, also all through Arizona, especially around, Prescott and Flagstaff. You've got winter storm warnings going on right there. As you get into Sunday in northwestern New Mexico, you're going to have a lot of that weather coming through there, blowing snow, we understand, according to the forecast. Up in Montana, we've got wind chill advisories up in the northern part of the state there. We've got winter weather advisories in central part of Wyoming, and, of course, high wind warnings for our friends in Cheyenne and that area there along I-25 where it meets I-80. So right now, just briefly, of course, we're looking at that snow still impacting Highway 395 in California. If you're coming down there from Mammoth Lakes down towards Ridgecrest. So do be careful out there. Be careful this weekend. And back to the captain.
Well, in most of North Dakota right now, it is bone-chilling cold. Bone-chilling cold. Now, they've already had the snow. So add the snow that's there and the cold that's there, and you got yourself a mess. The western part of Minnesota, bone-chilling cold, especially the northwestern corner up there. And coming on down, let's see, let me bring you all the way down to Amarillo, Texas, about 40, 50 miles into Oklahoma, around El Reno, and then straight down through Lubbock and down to Midland. You're going to have a lot of windy conditions, and that wind is going to take you all the way down to the Mexican border, so and then all the way back over to El Paso, so be advised of that. Coming over into Wisconsin, we have some unsettled weather in the northeastern corner of Wisconsin tonight. Green Bay, you could be getting some snow tonight, and we've got very cold temperatures in the Windy City, Chicago, and we do have some snow. General area of snow, which is coming across from the central part of Missouri over through Illinois, dead center part of Illinois, just above St. Louis. And we've got snow in the mountains of West Virginia. We've got a lot of wind along the East Coast tonight. And it's pretty much, that's pretty much the only problem we got there. However, moving down to the Gulf of Mexico from Big Bend, all the way across to New Orleans, you've got dense fog, not only onshore and inland about 25, 30 miles, but out into the Gulf about the same distance, but real dense, thick fog. And then from New Orleans to the west, you're going to have some fog as well. And when you get to Houston and follow the coastline down to Brownsville, you'll have fog coming on down through there also. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And while you're at it, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J again, please.
Well, folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out their locations all across the country. You can use their locations function. Find out about their My Rewards Plus app, where you can start saving, get great offers as well. And you'll find out all about the amenities that you can find at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers simply by going to pilotflyingj.com.
All right. Have yourself a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday morning. Oh, 0200.
Sounds good, Captain. You too.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. Appreciate him. And now we're going to go over to the telephone line, and I think we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You're alive and well. And I know you
were. Well, it was, I had a bout of food poisoning that struck me about 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was not pretty. Wow. I don't recommend getting those prepackaged chimichanga things.
Oh boy!
Yeah, a public service announcement: don't do those.
Now, China has released a document outlining its 12 proposals to bring about a settlement to the Ukraine crisis. Now, they're presenting themselves as the responsible player ready to act constructively to achieve an end to the conflict. What say you?
Yeah, I'm not sure about this. In fact, what is happening here is that China is posturing itself to be the leader of all things. They are necessarily trying to act as a mediator. But, you know, it's really putting, if even anybody considers it, it puts NATO countries, Eastern European countries, subservient to China. And we already know that Vladimir Putin is subservient to President Xi. So, this is, first of all, they call for a ceasefire and then some kind of peace talks. But more than anything, it's an end to the sanctions against Russia.
Right.
So it isn't about really Ukraine. It's about giving up sanctions. There weren't any big proposals in this thing. It didn't specify what Ukraine and Crimea would look like on the other side, or how they would get there. So, they're really trying to do a larger power move here, globally.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. And also, well, let's see, we won't have enough time to do that, so I'll just tease it. Is he or is he not running, talking about Joe Biden? Well, yesterday Joe Biden kind of told us what's going to happen, but it's one of those things where I wonder if he will and I wonder if he won't. In the meantime, we'll be back with more with Denise Simon on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's time to pay some bills and to have the news, weather, and all that good stuff. And I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.